Why do I sound so ominous, doesn't it? Oof. The boss is going to share. And you all kind of stole my thunder. I wanted to start by saying thank you to the employee committee. I just think they spoil us in such practical and real ways, and thank you for the things you do. It's one of those where I think really unsung heroes, where they do the planning, they think about what to do, they make it happen, and they also clean up. What a group. Thank you so much for what you do. Last month, for those of you who are here, welcome to those of you who are new at this point in time, I talked about how we use presuppositions in how we choose the materials that we do. I talked about the fact that presuppositions are values that are sometimes held very deeply within ourselves. And we might not even know that we hold them the way we do, but they are how we operate. Out of them, we function and we do the things that we do. So I talked about why we study history the way we do and the things that we do, and those were all based on presuppositions that we hold within ourselves. It was to try to bring you up to speed. So today I want to talk about presuppositions in the workplace, because there's reasons why we do the things we do here as well. One of the first presuppositions, and of course as you think about this, you think, I'm sure there's more in here, but these are the ones that came to mind. Our first presupposition is people matter. Seems pretty obvious, doesn't it? But I'm not convinced that it's true in every company. And what it comes from, kind of a religious belief that people are created and of value and are important and have significance. And because of that, we want to make sure we provide a comfortable workplace. I remember when we built the building, we wanted to make sure we had windows, because I just think it's good for us to have the natural lighting. We put the warehouse in, we put in those mats. I don't know about you, but I shop at Costco and I come home and I think, oh, my back aches from walking on the hard concrete floors. And the plan was, because people are important and people matter, we want to make it as comfortable as we can. The pallet lifters, the things that we do with the trucks that come into our building, those were all purposely designed because people matter and are important to us as a company. Our bosses, they're encouraged to treat you with respect. I don't know that that's true everywhere else in the world either, but it's because as bosses, we believe it's important and people have significance and are strategic. A second presupposition is that a worker is worthy of his hire. That's a scriptural principle as well. And every year, I've mentioned this before, we go and look at a big report and we put ourselves with the big companies and we make sure we pay you all at the upper level of your ranges. We look and make sure we're still appropriate with the work environment. We want to make sure we're fair about that, but we also want to go beyond. All the bonuses, all the pay, all of that is because we believe people are worthy of their hire. My son works for a very good company that was recently bought by a larger company, and it looks like this bigger company is just trying to glean off whatever's there. So nobody ought to raise, because we're just going to steal profits for ourselves, is how he views the situation. That is not how we do things. We share profits. We pay a fair wage that's based on the fact that we believe a worker is worthy of his hire. This is a personal one. My money is not my own. And what do I mean by that? I believe that I am a steward and I am a caretaker of the money. And how that works out is when I meet with Greg on a regular basis, you know, we talk about the money because he's our CFO, right? He's in charge of making sure the money gets handled appropriately. And when I leave, every time I leave with him, I pray that we would be as careful as we can be with the money that's entrusted to us, doesn't belong to us, right? It's not something that I'm going to just take and spend willy-nilly, but it's given to us as a company, and we want to make sure we're as careful how we use it as we can be. So that's something that just is a vision of how we operate as a company. This is not our own. We want to be careful how we handle it. We want to be as wise a steward as we can be. I think, too, we don't shop willy-nilly. We're careful. You know, when we just spend things, we wrestle with it. Is this the right thing to do? We want to be careful with the things that we do. I think coupled with that, though, is we don't worry. I don't know how much you all know, but we've been wrestling with different states trying to tax us. Even though we live in Colorado, they think we're employees of Texas or whoever. And we've been trying to figure out how to do this rightly, under the law, but as fairly as we can, because honestly, none of us live and work in Texas, and I'm not convinced we should pay taxes there. But what happened was we ended up paying a big pay tax back, and Craig said to me, "Oh, I hope we didn't make the wrong move." Okay? What I said to him was, "We don't worry about our money because it's not ours, right? We do the best we can. We're as careful as we can be. And then we sleep at night because we say, Lord, if we've made a mistake, please forgive us, and we're going to keep moving forward." But that's a presupposition of value that we hold. It's not ours. As stewards, we're going to be as careful and strategic and wise as we can be. But you know what? If God chooses to spend his money that way, you know, that's really okay. We can live with that as well. Four, work is not a four-letter word. I think I've talked about this a lot of times too as well. I believe that Adam and Eve worked in the garden, and I believe one day we're going to work in heaven. That says to me that work is a good thing. It's not always easy because of the fall, right? If my presupposition is that the world started off good, it fell, and now we're living in a time of fall. So work sometimes can be challenging, it can be stressful, it can be hard, but I think ultimately it's a good thing. It's a thing that we want to do, and we want to do as carefully and as well as we can, because it's a task we're going to be doing forever, right? It's something, so that's a presupposition of mine. Work is not a four-letter word. It's a privilege and an honor. And honestly, it can be blessed by God in the things that we do. Five. Sorry, troops. Some of us can't count. Balance in life is important. And I base that on the fact that the Bible says there's 6 days to work, and the seventh we shall rest. We're closed on Sunday. One way, too, that comes out, I'll say to the bosses, I want you to go home. I think you've worked enough. Go home and be with your family. Balance is important. I'll often ask the management team, now, when's your next vacation? I want you to take a break. I want you to restore and refresh. I don't think work is all in all. I think that's different than a lot of companies. I mean, if you read some of your management gurus, say Jack Welch, and it's one of those where, no, work is everything. No, that is not where we live. If my kids call and say, I want you to come and do this with me, boy, I say, yes, work will always be there, but I want to spend time with the family. I want to have balance. I want to be with my family. It's just a part of our life. It's an important part, but it's a part. So that is a value that as a company we have. You get a vacation day every month, and we want you to take those. Take them with joy. Don't stack them up and save them for 1,000 years later. Take them now and rejoice and relax. Coupled with that is the next value, which is work hard. I think all things should be done unto the glory of God. That's one of the things. There's, again, a presupposition that's coming for. He sees what I do, and I want to make sure I work as carefully and well as I can, because one day I believe I'm going to stand before him and say, I did this and this and this, and he said, but why didn't you do this? I want to make sure I'm working as carefully and hard. So that's a value. So if you think your boss is pushing you too hard, it's because he's trying to encourage you in that manner of life. So I'm sure there are more values that are out there, but I did want to share some of the thinking that goes, why we do the things we do, why we have lunches for a group, why we have breakfast, why we celebrate. It's because work is a good thing, and we're glad to be able to do that. Thank you so much. If you have questions, we'll have questions.